Participants show off front yards, side yards, or backyards. One house even had a birdhouse shaped like the house it stood behind, right down to the Navajo symbols on both sides' houses. This is the 24th Garden Walk, an event which started in a small corner of the Elmwood Village and spread across much of the city. Yolanda Fields was manager in the Evergreen Health Center HQ for the event, even though her neighborhood on the east side isn't part of the Garden Walk. Last week, the first East Side Garden Walk was held, and Fields is excited.
For an inaugural year, 46 gardens, that was fantastic. When Garden Walk Buffalo started on the west side of Buffalo 24 years ago, their number of gardens was 29. So we've grown. People like gardening, and they like sharing their space with people, and that's the best thing about Buffalo. They do it with nothing else expected except to say, come look at what I do.
People were coming from all over for the event, like the 26 people on a chartered bus from Cambridge, Ontario, who had just stopped to get maps from Fields before stalking the hydrangea and the phlox and the alyssum. Many of the yards are major projects. Jim Ecker didn't start with much, including a concrete slab in his backyard, now covered with raised beds.
Heat and the lack of water has been, a problem, but because it's a little bit smaller, I'm kind of lucky because it doesn't take that much watering to keep things going. I mean, it'd be nice if it would rain, but, if it doesn't, I can put the sprinkler out. It's just annoying sometimes after 3 or 4 weeks of that, it's just like, I don't feel like putting any sprinkler out anymore.
One Allentown resident had one of those handheld counters and by late yesterday had counted 1,000 visitors to his small, very small yard. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.